Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta. The title of her preaching today is Daring Belief.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees came and began to argue with Jesus, asking him for a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation ask for a sign? Truly I tell you, no sign will be given to this generation." And he left them, and getting into the boat again, he went across to the other side. When I talk to my juniors in school about our faith, our church, our beliefs, they very often say, "I can't believe in all that stuff. That's not science like biology or physics. I can only believe what's approved. I need evidence." And so they turn away and try to find their sense of life in other things, other people, other sciences. And sometimes I think that these young people express exactly what many people in our societies think. I can only believe if I also get a proof. I can only believe if I get a sign that is really reasonable. I can only believe if it is reasonable. And because they get no proof and no sign, they turn away and try to find happiness elsewhere or with someone else. Moreover, today we hear in the Gospel that there is no proof. Jesus does not want to give a proof, and it seems to be that he is a bit concerned over the question of the Pharisees. Jesus does not even deliver a sign, although it would not be a challenge for him. He does not give us the final certainty today that faith is reasonable, rational, and therefore somehow efficient. Thus, the faith in the triune God is and remains until today one thing: a challenge, a risk, and sometimes also an imposition. In a world where one can even insure bicycles, cell phones, and eyeglasses, it is not possible to insure the dare to believe. No one assures us that it is worth it or that everything is exactly as it is said in the Bible. But from the German Jewish poet Hilde Domin comes the phrase, "I put my foot into the air and it bore." That's exactly what faith is. It means daring to do something crazy, namely to follow Jesus, who gives us no evidence. But it also means experiencing the unbelievable, namely that the seemingly impossible, "the air can't carry me, I am not a bird," becomes possible if I only dare to do it and let myself in God's hands. Then I can experience things that I would never have thought possible. I only have to dare to take the first step and put my foot into the air. I am ready to do without signs and proofs because I was allowed to experience myself that it is worthwhile to go crazy ways with God. There were never any assurances, but always the promise, "I am the one who is there."